You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. We in here. Yeah. We up in here. It's 9:20 p.m. in the ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. Y'all know how we does it. I'm trying to change up a little bit. Anyway, y'all, what's going on? Tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. That's B-A-T-T-E-R-U-P-P. BatterUp. .com. Man, so much going on in the world, y'all. I don't know where to start. Carly Russell story. I'm not going to talk about that. Really don't have a lot of information on it, but a lot of people saying she did the Juicy Smollett thing, and I hope not. I hope this sister wasn't lying, you know what I'm saying? So many people talking about it. I did a little video on YouTube on it. But anyway, we're going to talk about the movie. The movie Sound of Freedom, and Mel Gibson, you know, they say he's leaking a lot of stuff out. I can see behind the scenes and pushing this movie. I heard the movie was made actually 5 years ago, and now he's talking about certain celebrities. And Oprah Winfrey is one of the people that he's talking about. So we're gonna get into this. I skipped over the ads and commercials because I didn't want to, you know, get a strike or whatever. But let's get right into it. Let's cut the music off and then we get back into it. So let's play this real quick, y'all. Here we go.
Oprah, a media mogul and philanthropist, is undeniably one of the elites in Hollywood. She's known for her influential talk show and her philanthropic efforts. But recently, she's been caught up in a whirlwind of controversy surrounding the film Sound of Freedom. Despite the film's significant message and the involvement of big names in the industry, it has been largely ignored by mainstream media and streaming platforms. Interestingly, Oprah, who usually uses her platform to promote social issues, has been noticeably silent about Sound of Freedom. This has led to speculation that she, along with other Hollywood elites, may want the film to be silenced. Could it be that the film's revelations are too close to home for some? Sound of Freedom is a film directed by Alejandro Gomez Monteverde that has managed to fly under the radar despite its high-profile cast and crew. The film explores the dark underbelly of illegal human trade, revealing shocking methods employed by the elite to lure innocent victims into their sinister rings. In the film, Mel Gibson portrays the real-life story of Tim Ballard, a former government agent who founded Operation Underground Railroad to rescue children from human trafficking rings. Despite the film's important message, major platforms like Amazon, Netflix, and Hulu have surprisingly declined to showcase it.
And I wonder why. Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix, some of the streaming giants don't want to talk about sex trafficking, kids and women, and you know, come on, y'all. Why do you think they don't want to push that on their platforms? Let's continue.
This has led to speculation that the film's revelations may be too uncomfortable for some to handle. Now, you might be wondering, why hasn't there been much buzz, press coverage, or endorsements surrounding this important film? Why isn't a movie starring a big actor, directed by an established director, and promoted by none other than Mel Gibson himself, being shown in cinemas? The lack of buzz and coverage surrounding Sound of Freedom raises questions about the influence and power dynamics at play in Hollywood. Is the film being suppressed because it's too close to the truth? Or is it simply being overlooked in the sea of content that Hollywood produces? Regardless of the reasons, Sound of Freedom and Mel Gibson's revelations have certainly sparked a conversation about the darker side of Hollywood. It's a reminder that beneath the glitz and glamour, there may be a sinister underbelly that needs to be exposed and addressed. Interesting.
Man, let me tell y'all something. All y'all people talking about, oh, it's a conspiracy theories and this ain't all true. Everybody know that sex trafficking, especially with kids, God damn it, this shit pissed me off. I got kids. Children, see, this is the problem with society as a whole. Nobody cares about these children until it happens to their kids. Nobody give a damn. I don't give a damn what color you are. Nobody cares. We are selfish. A lot of people are selfish. This is some good information. This shit is real, y'all. This is not made up. Come on now. God damn it.
Interestingly, despite the film's critical message and the involvement of big names in the industry, it has been largely ignored by mainstream media and streaming platforms. This has raised eyebrows and sparked questions about the motivations behind this apparent blackout. Could it be that the film's revelations are too close to home for some Hollywood elites? One of the prominent figures caught up in these controversies is Oprah Winfrey. Despite her public image as a champion of women's empowerment, her connections to controversial figures like Harvey Weinstein and John of God have raised eyebrows. Accusations have been made that she may have encouraged actresses to work with Weinstein, leading to allegations of complicity in his alleged misconduct. Moreover, Oprah's decision to feature the self-proclaimed healer John of God on her show has been heavily criticized. Despite his claims of spiritual healing, John of God was later revealed to be involved in criminal activities. By featuring him on her show, Oprah inadvertently endorsed his behavior, leading to a significant
blow to her reputation. Sorry about that. Oprah, she is a weird sister. I'm not gonna roast her too heavy because I know some of y'all get very emotional, especially our sisters. But Oprah is one weird sister, man. She's tied into a whole lot of different stuff. And like I said, man, one thing about these people that's part of these elite groups and doing all this underground bullshit, I don't give a damn what color you is, because evil is evil. And if you black doing the same shit that others are doing, you know, fuck you too. Because this is unacceptable, man. I'm telling you, like, we're going to get into the comments in a minute. All right, here we go.
Reputation. What are your thoughts on this matter? Do you think Oprah should have done more research before featuring such a controversial figure on her show? Or do you believe she was unaware of his criminal activities? Another controversy surrounding Oprah involves her Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa. This institution, despite its noble intentions, has been a source of scandal and criticism. The school's extravagance...
I didn't ever get that. You know, she could have did a school here in America for black kids, but she did it for some of the brothers and sisters over in South Africa. You know, no shade to my brothers and sisters over there. But that shit that went on over there, all them girls getting raped and abused and stuff like that, come on, man. You should have had top security up in there for them children.
In stark contrast to the surrounding poverty-stricken areas, has raised eyebrows and sparked controversy. But it's not just the opulence that's been a cause for concern. The Academy has been plagued by allegations of inappropriate conduct and a culture of violence and intimidation among students. Now let's draw a parallel with the movie Sound of Freedom. This film exposes the dark underbelly of illegal human trafficking, where innocent victims are lured into sinister rings under the guise of promises and opportunities. The victims are often vulnerable individuals who are exploited by those in positions of power. In a similar vein, the allegations surrounding Oprah's Academy suggest a misuse of power and influence. The school, with its luxurious facilities, could be seen as a lure, attracting vulnerable girls with the promise of a better future. However, the allegations of inappropriate conduct and a culture of violence and intimidation suggest a darker reality beneath the...
And see, let me tell y'all something. Listen, I don't play that shit when it comes to kids, man. I mean, if you mess around with children, pimping them off, stuff like that, doing all kind of stuff to them to make money, you gotta go. We ain't no trials, none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Let's continue. We getting close.
Surface. While it's important to note that these are allegations and the situations are not identical, the parallels are striking. Both scenarios involve powerful figures, promises of opportunity, and vulnerable individuals who end up in potentially harmful situations. What are your thoughts on this comparison? Do you see other similarities between the situations depicted in Sound of Freedom and the controversies surrounding Oprah's Leadership Academy for Girls? Despite these...
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of that. It's a lot going on in this industry. Let's be honest. So let's get into these comments, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Yeah, we're going to get into these comments and, you know, and it's you know, see what the people got to say.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll get into these comments. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. Hold on. Let me pull them up. Okay, hold on. I am getting to a long paragraph. Somebody said, crazy how she... hold on. Crazy how she is all for children until a movie drops that brings awareness to children who are truly being abused. She's quiet. Yeah. Let me see, y'all. Hold on. Let's go to some more. No one is above the law. We get told time and time again, well, it's time for the enforcement agencies to get off their backsides and do something about it. I agree with them 100%. Those people thought that they were untouchable. Oprah has always been about the money. I believe she's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay, they come at you, sister. Oprah is such a hypocrite, okay? Mel Gibson is a brave man that has shed light on evil and cares about children. God bless him and protect him. Okay? Somebody said, I hope they throw her and the rest of them under the jail. Okay. Jim Carrey plays Tim Waller, not Mel Gibson. Okay, yeah, Mel Gibson's not in the movie. It's the guy that played Passion of the Christ, the fake white Jesus. I saw Sound of Freedom. It was so powerful. Yeah, people say it's a good movie, man. They say it's sad. You know, it's real sad. You know, so if you're a very emotional person, you probably gonna, you know, probably bring a handkerchief or something. Let me see. We all know all... Somebody said, we have known all this for years now. We used to call... Used to be called crazy, yep, when talking about it. Two things can't be hidden forever, the sun and truth. Triple facts. All right, y'all, last one. It's because they are the pedophiles. It's because they are the pedophiles that we warned about. Yep, that's true. I do believe more is yet to come. Facts. God had a special vengeance for those who hurt the children. Yeah, man, don't mess with the children. Don't mess with the babies, y'all. Somebody said Oprah is done, bro. It ain't just Oprah, y'all. It's more. Believe me, it's more. They just, this certain video just talking about her. No one is mentioning Naomi Campbell's connection to Gazelle. What's her name? Jalene Maxwell and Epstein. Why Lauren Hunter also? Yeah, it's a lot of people involved in that stuff. You didn't even get to the main character. Somebody said you didn't even get to the main actor in the movie. Correct. Yeah, Mel is cracked for this movie. Let me see, y'all. Somebody said she always giving me the creeps, especially now. It's about, you know, Oprah. Like I told y'all, it ain't just Oprah, y'all. It's not just Oprah. Anyway, let me get up out of here. And, you know, I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. And that being said, y'all be safe out there, man, because people are crazy as hell. Peace.